I hear change jingling in Carl's pocket. It's got to be finance time.
It is finance time. And a man about finance is Damon Roberts with Wide World of Stock. Damon, please.
All right, Ron, Carl, thank you very much, guys. Welcome to another Wide World of Stocks Business Minute. And today we're going to start delving into something that a lot of people want to know about but are just too afraid to ask, and that's hedge funds. You know, hedge funds have this persona of being very private and being very secretive, and we're going to try to pull the layers back a little bit on the hedge fund industry, and we're going to do it with our friend Donald Steinberger, who is the managing partner of Agecroft Partners. Agecroft Partners is a global hedge fund consulting and marketing firm. They've won 23 industry awards as the Hedge Fund Marketing Firm of the Year. Agecroft is in contact with over 1,000 hedge fund investors on a monthly basis, and they devote a significant amount of time performing due diligence on hedge fund managers. And every year they come out with their top hedge fund industry trends, and of course they've now come out with them for 2015. They predict the top hedge fund industry trends through their contact with more than 2,000 institutional investors and hundreds of hedge fund organizations. You know, the hedge fund industry is very dynamic and constantly changing, and it's important for firms to anticipate what changes are likely to occur. Those that effectively evolve with the industry can succeed, and stagnant firms will be left behind. So I want to welcome my friend Don Steinberger back to the show. Don, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And we left off last week number three of your biggest trends in the hedge fund industry for 2015. And that's smaller managers will continue to outperform. That's number three. Tell me about that.
Sure. You know, one of the biggest problems with the hedge fund industry today is that most of the money has been going to the largest managers with the strongest brand. You know, most of this is coming from pension fund money. They view the largest managers as a safe place to put money. They view it as a way to increase their job security and not get fired if something goes wrong, because everybody else is investing in those managers. The problem with the largest managers is there is an inverse correlation between returns and how big a hedge fund manager gets. You know, when they get very, very large, it's hard to add a lot of value because, you know, the value they get from picking a security gets diluted over a larger asset base. So smaller managers over a long period of time tend to outperform larger managers. And what I would recommend for people to do is really understand, you know, what strategy you're investing in and understand what the optimal asset amount is for a manager, and not invest in the largest managers in each space.
Okay. All right, let's go to number four. More hedge funds shutting down. That's interesting. Tell me about that.
Well, believe it or not, there are almost 15,000 hedge funds today. So there are four reasons why you're going to see a record number of hedge funds shutting down. The first is just the fact that you're at an all-time high hedge fund-wise. So if you have a consistent percent of hedge funds shutting down each year, the fact we're at an all-time high number of hedge funds is going to result in the closures of hedge funds also being high. The fact that the average quality of hedge funds has declined as the number of hedge funds have gone up is going to cause the lower quality hedge funds to close at a faster rate than the more established ones. Also, you know, earlier I mentioned that we expect an increase in volatility. The turnover of managers tends to increase when the volatility in the market increases. And the reason for that is you have greater dispersion of return between managers within the same strategy. You know, if you're a hedge fund manager and you're performing similar to what your competitors are performing, people tend to stay with you. But if some of your competitors are significantly outperforming you, that's when you get fired. So I think that'll be another catalyst for why we'll see a lot more hedge funds closing down.
All right, Don Steinberger, managing partner of Agecroft Partners. That's number three and number four on your list of the top 10 biggest trends in the hedge fund industry for 2015. Lots more to do with Don in the coming weeks, including number 10, social media. LinkedIn, the most broadly used social media tool throughout the industry, and Twitter as well. So Roland, Carl, lots of social media starting to impact the hedge fund industry. We'll get more into that with Don in the coming weeks. Guys, another great show. Back to you.
Damon Roberts, Wide World of Stock, always good stuff. This is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, we're back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. You've probably heard of food combining, in which you eat to completion one part of your meal at a time. Our bodies digest different types of foods at different rates. For instance, fruits, vegetables, and salads are digested first, then cheese, and finally meats. Seems that if foods that digest quickly are eaten with foods that digest more slowly, the lighter food has to wait for the heavier food to digest first before the body even gets to it. During that time, that food starts to rot, fermenting, and producing gas and alcohol. Some food can take 4 to 5 hours to digest, so gas, acid, and indigestion from the decomposition of foods waiting in line to be digested can cause us pain or clear a room quickly. So eat light foods first, then follow with the heavier. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
At just 26, Tom Fatjo became president of his subdivision's homeowners association. But there was a problem. Garbage.
The previous hauler had moved to more profitable routes. They couldn't find a replacement. Bags full of trash were piling up all over.
Tom suggested they do it themselves. An angry resident shot back, "Why don't you do it yourself?"
He did. Every day he woke up at 4 to collect garbage. Then he changed into a suit for his day job as an accountant. A year later, he went full-time in the garbage business, and he went on to create a billion-dollar enterprise.
What problem could you solve part-time? It may be your route to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.